Keith, thank you very much for joining us up here in Jerry's booth, as we refer to it. How different has this spring been for you, you know, knowing the rotation is, I guess, with the exception of the order they're going to be used, pretty much set? And does that mean there may be a little more experimenting and maybe a little less teaching this spring?
I don't know about that necessarily, but it's certainly a comfortable feeling coming into camp and realizing that you got five quality arms in the rotation. Everybody's healthy up to this point, and we hope that continues throughout the course of the season. But, you know, obviously, springs have passed. It was never this way. There were question marks. There were guys competing for spots, especially in that rotation. We had some guys in the past coming off of difficult seasons, or, you know, you didn't really know what to expect. But I think there's a track record for these five at this point. For a couple of them, it's short, but it's still very productive at the major league level. So we're really, really excited about this upcoming season. And so far the spring has gone well for our starters.
The one small wild card, Pete, you had a couple guys go to the WBC. Yep. Osuna and Stroman still there, obviously. How did that kind of change things in terms of those two guys?
Yeah, it didn't. It didn't change it a whole lot. Obviously, the intensity of those games and the adrenaline, and it's different. It's a different animal. So that always concerns you this early. But from a workload standpoint, our starting pitchers are going to be up in the 70s, in the next outing. So, you know, Marcus might be a game ahead, but that's it. So, you know, it's a concern, obviously, because it's a different schedule than everybody else. But, you know, when you sit back and look back at it, step back and look back at the situation, it's not as concerning as I thought it would be.
Have you been watching? Did you follow the? Yeah. Because, you know, and again, both guys. Not necessarily get hit hard, but they had some. They gave up some runs. Had a kind of rough outings. Did you watch those?
Yeah, I did. And we watch them back the next day. So even though they're not here, we're still keeping an eye on them. That's for sure. And watching video, making sure everything's in check. But it's a good opportunity for them to compete at a high level. Marcus had that tough first inning, which I thought the one thing I talked to him about the next day was his composure, his mound presence, and didn't let it rattle him. You got the Puerto Rico dugout, on the third baseline, all rubbing their heads and trying to knock him out of the game, and he hung in there, ended up pitching into the fifth inning, getting to his pitch count, which showed me a lot. So I think it was good, and I think the atmosphere is great to pitch in at this point, and I expect a big year out of him.
But Osuna, what did you guys make of his outing?
Yeah, I think his spring might be a little different than others. In the past couple of years, he came in, right out of the chute, trying to impress. Obviously, the 2 years ago, trying to make the team, and where we really didn't know a lot about him. I mean, he was consistently in the upper 90s, 96, 97, 98, and just trying to dominate every outing. This year, it was a little bit different approach. He's coming in, he was working on his changeup again. I think he was working on just commanding the fastball. So there's a different approach. So, we saw him, he pitched in a minor league game the other day, and I think he threw 15 pitches and 14 for strikes right where he wanted them. So, I think he's in a good place. We'll soften his workload a little bit at this point, making sure he's rested for the beginning of the season, because he was a guy that came in and probably turned it up earlier than we wanted. For the WBC. But I think, we'll get him ready for the season, and he's feeling good.
He can do a lot now. He's got a lot of pitches. He also plays around with his delivery. He played with that hesitation delivery last year. Is he a guy, Pete, in the role he's in, where you almost have to sometimes have to kind of limit his repertoire a little bit, simplify it for him, to say, just don't worry about that?
Yeah, I mean, at times, but there are certainly times where he's creative. He's for a young kid, he's very mature and experienced, and he has tremendous feel for pitching, which is unusual at that age, and obviously pitching in the Mexican leagues and everything else at an early age. But he has a feel for pitching, and some of those timing things, there's a couple of times he's used it and I didn't think it was necessary, but it certainly benefits him. Russ enjoys it, and the hitters certainly, it's good against certain hitters that have trouble with that kind of thing, without getting into that. So we're looking at it. We're continuing to keep an eye on it, but it's something it's become a part of his game.
Do we have any idea yet who will start opening day? I mean, if I were to guess Marco Estrada, would I be guilty of being accurate?
We haven't. There's a good chance it's one of those five.
Thank you very much. I got a 20% chance of being right.
That's great.
That's awesome. Thanks for that.
But to be honest with you, we've had discussions and we do have a plan. Mm-hmm. It can always be adjusted anytime in the next few days. But right now, that would be a good guess. But all five guys certainly could be on the mound opening day, and we're very fortunate to be in that position. Obviously, you got to line it up and and make sure guys are built up properly. So there's a method to the madness during spring training. But you know, whichever one it is, it'll be a very good candidate to win a ball game.
I guess in terms of question marks, the back end of the bullpen certainly, and depth starting, I guess, could be an issue for this team. You know, if you don't get as lucky as you were last year. But we saw Matt Latos here on Saturday. Yep. Doesn't throw as hard as he once did, although he did, on the gun here, at least he was up to 93-94. Was very effective, made one mistake against a guy who's been killing everybody this spring, and it went a long way out of the ballpark. Yep. But otherwise looked pretty good. What have you seen from Latos, and what do you think's there right now, Pete?
No, I've been impressed. I mean, he's come in, and he's had a great mindset this camp. You know, everybody hears the rumblings of some of the issues in the past with the personality, but he's been good here. And, he gets his work in, and his stuff is still quality. I mean, he's been consistently 91, 92. As you said, he topped out at 94, and I've never really been a gun guy anyway, but his command of his fastball has been good, his slider. The one thing we're trying to do with him is simplify a little bit. He's got several pitches that he incorporates throughout the course of a game, and sometimes that can get him into trouble. So, we're trying to really use that fastball, slider, occasional changeup, and the last outing he was dominant with those three pitches. So I still think there's plenty left in the tank. It's nice to have that depth option, obviously, as a starter if something happens. Can he pitch out of the pen? I'm not sure.
That's the question I was going to ask you. How would his stuff play in that role? Would you be comfortable having him as a guy, as a swing man, or a...
It's something we're still watching, that'll be a tough decision. But what's best for his career as well, is it pitching out of the bullpen, or is he, would he be more interested in going to AAA and starting? So those are discussions we'll have. But right now he's competing for a spot on this team. I think if he simplifies his arsenal a little bit, he can pitch out of the bullpen. But that's something that's be up for debate and continued discussion.
Pete, what are the plans for Aaron out of the gate? It seems to me there's two ways you can sort of monitor the guy's workload, I guess. And one of them is at the end of the year, and one of them maybe at the start of the year. Maybe back him off a little bit, start him in Tampa or something like that. Are there any concrete plans for Aaron right now in particular?
Certainly. We've had plenty of discussions on him, and obviously making sure we're doing the best thing for Aaron at this point. Obviously we want to win ball games, but we wanted him to pitch for a long time. Mm-hmm. So we've lessened the load a little bit this spring. Lessened the workload in the off season as far as throwing program. So we're hoping that benefits him this year. But as far as workload, we're going to let him go and let him pitch. Certainly there may be opportunities throughout the course of the season to push him back, if we need to. But it'll be based on where we are right now as an organization. I think the last couple of years, we're constantly communicating with the pitcher, talking with him, training staff, staying on top of things. If a need arises, we certainly will do it if it benefits Aaron.
Now, there's another voice that appears to be interested in working his way into this discussion, his agent, Scott Boras, who is known to be proactive when it comes to his pitchers. Mm-hmm. He's made it pretty clear that he sort of wants to have a say, or at least have some input. Is that something you guys are comfortable with?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, he's done it a lot in the past, and he's been very involved, and he's a player's advocate. So, I can respect that, and I'm sure our organization does. So, but as far as Aaron, I think we have a real good feel of his program right now, and I'm sure Scott feels the same way. I mean, I know last year there was some issues, with the scheduling in the middle part of the season. Obviously, he ended up staying in the rotation. So, but this year, it's a clearer picture, that's for sure. We know where he's at. We know where he was last year. We have a good handle on the situation and the communication end of it. Working with Aaron day in and day out, I talk to him every day about how he's feeling, and our training staff as well. So we'll stay on top of things, and it's a situation. Maybe it's a little bit fluid, but as of now, there's a plan that he can pitch from start to finish.
Pete? What's it like for you? Because a big part of that discussion with Aaron last year involved the high performance department here, which is something that's changed in the last couple of years with this organization. What's it been like for you and for Dane and Gibby to work with those guys and kind of the new school approach to trying to monitor pitcher fatigue and spin rates and all that stuff?
It's been a seamless transition, to be honest with you. I mean, I've always, taken pride in my physical well-being and worked really hard over the years to keep myself in shape. So I think it's a long time coming to baseball, and I think they're on top of just about every aspect of it, from nutrition to the recovery part of it. So there's a lot of good aspects to what they do, and we're very fortunate to have them. So I'd be silly or not very bright not to utilize them. and incorporate him into our program. So, it, you know, it's been a pleasure to be around him. It's been an easy transition and something that I we all take a lot of pride in.
The players seem to appreciate the fact those guys are around. I've been picking that up a lot this year.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, they've bought in 100%, and I think they've realized, I guess, because, again, you'd be blind not to realize that it benefits you. So the players understand that it makes them feel better. It keeps them in the game, and hopefully it keeps them in the game for a long time and at a high level, and I think that's the bottom line.
You know, the guy starting today, Francisco Liriano, could going to be a significant guy for this team. You don't have Ari Dickey. That's 200 innings gone. I think a lot of people look at Francisco as the guy who's going to step up. Hopefully step up, knock on wood, and fill that role. He's had a really good spring, hasn't he?
He has. You know, watching him right from the get-go, he was like Marcus Stroman. You think he would have been getting ready to pitch in the WBC, but he came in ready to go. His sides were electric, his live BPs, and now pitching in games, he's been very sharp. He's commanding the fastball to both sides of the plate. He's using the four-seamer more. His slider is devastating.
It's a wipeout pitch.
It's a wipeout pitch to right-handers and left-handers. So he's in a good place. We want to keep him there. You know, I think he's one guy we got to kind of pull back a little bit at times. You know, when he does go to work in his side sessions, he gets after it. So which is a great trait, but it's a long season. I know he's feeling great and chomping at the bit to get out there. But he is a dark horse in the staff and someone who could certainly lead this staff in a lot of areas.
Now I know spring for you is also an opportunity to see some of the younger guys, guys who will be pitching in the minor leagues this year, especially early in spring. Mm-hmm. I wondered, the guy, he's been sent down to the minor league camp since, but Connor Green started here as part of the major league camp. Obviously a very highly touted guy, mm-hmm. got a very, very live arm. The evolution of him from last year to this year, what are you seeing with him, Pete, and how far along is he now?
He's got a big arm, there's no doubt about it, but he still needs to learn a lot.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, he's young, and, you know, some guys mature at a different pace, you know, and, you know, he definitely took a big step forward this year, you know, came in, he seemed to be composed on the mound. He's still throwing in the upper 90s, so you can't argue 98, 99, even 100 miles an hour on the radar gun. But guys are still at times take good swings off him, so we got to kind of find a way for him to own that plate a little bit more and be a little bit more intimidating to hitters.
Slider be a good pitch for him to incorporate. You think
it's interesting you say that? Yeah, I mean he has right now. It's fastball, changeup, and the curveball. It's something we tried a little bit during the season last year, and at some point it might be incorporated in his pitches. So something to carry the zone a little bit more. But he is a big arm and a huge prospect, and obviously he's going to pitch in the big leagues. And we want it to be sooner than later for us, you know. But his development is a work in progress, and I'm sure this year we hope for him to make a huge jump this year.
Who surprised you here this year, Pete?
You know, Timmy Meza is one. I mean, I know a lot of people have talked about him as well. It's a big arm. He's been up last year's up to 97, 98. You know, he's got a wipeout slider. He throws strikes. He's not 21 or 22. He's 26 years old. You know, so it's just starting to really come together for him. So I'm excited to watch him. Casey Lawrence has been outstanding. Mm. I mean, we were concerned a little bit about depth at one point, but I love the fact that he'll be helping us out at some point. You know, he's still competing here, obviously, but he's certainly a nice option to have in AAA as a starter. You know, I guess those two guys stand out for me, you know, from our organization.
John Smoltz made an interesting comment in one of the WBC games. I wanted to ask you about this. I guess I kind of noticed it. I hadn't. But he was watching one of the Japanese pitchers throw. I can't remember who it was. And Smoltz kind of started this discussion about how guys are pitching from the stretch or sort of semi-stretch position, if you want to call it, more and more. Even starters, you're seeing guys sort of incorporate some of those aspects. I mean, I think maybe David Price is one of those guys.
Sure.
Is that a noticeable trend, and what explains that?
Well, I think it's typically, I mean, Marcus Stroman does a little bit.
Right.
You know, so I think typically when you're at some point in your career, you might struggle a little bit with command, you know, and sometimes simplifying your delivery, you know, kind of creating smaller movements and keeping your head still, and all of a sudden, you know, the location and command is a little bit better. The arm might work a little bit better, but I'm not a huge advocate of it. I think it works for certain people, but I do believe still in a little bit of momentum and a little bit of rhythm in that delivery. So sometimes it can get too stagnant and not enough movement. So I think that is an issue. Like with Marcus, you know, he is a fine line.
Right.
We're still creating a little bit of rhythm and tempo in his delivery, even though it's a simple delivery. So I think that's important.
I want to just go back to Aaron for a minute.
Yep.
When you talk to Aaron, the thing that always tends to come up is he's sort of working on his changeup, working his changeup, working on his changeup. How is that coming? And how important can that pitch be to him? Because his numbers the third time through, or whatever, maybe even the second time through, like a lot of pitchers aren't that. I wouldn't say they're not that great, but they're not as strong as the first time through.
Yeah, it would be huge. I mean, we are working on it, and I think he threw on 85, 86 the other day. Yeah. So it's unfortunately it is still a work in progress, but that's just the way it goes. He's certainly thrown some better ones. We like the ball speed off of his fastball at this point. So it's a matter of getting comfortable with it, using it. But for him, it's a harder changeup. So we do have to make sure it's located. It has to be down the zone. It has to be knees or below. Obviously, it's not necessarily a swing and miss changeup, but it's a contact, a weak contact changeup that controls bat speed that makes his fastball that much better. So we're going to continue to use it, get him more and more comfortable with it, because it will get him deeper into ball games. And like I said, the biggest thing for a pitcher to do is to control bat speed. So if you're just hard, hard, hard all the time, major league hitters are going to put the bat on the ball. So we want to limit that.
So you're working on that in spring, obviously.
Yeah.
At what point does a pitcher, do you feel comfortable, does a pitcher feel comfortable rolling that out in a real game for major league hitters?
Yeah, I mean, he's comfortable to do it now. He's going to do it.
So he'll use it.
He will use it, and sometimes if you don't use it, you never really know. And a lot of young pitchers will give up a hit on a certain pitch and be like, I don't want to throw that again. It becomes a mental block. So you have to utilize the pitch, especially during spring training. There are no repercussions at this point. And, he needs to use it and throw it. So in a big league game, he's more comfortable doing it. You're going to take your lumps at times, but you want to keep him to a minimum, and that's the only way you get better.
Jared Saltalamacchi has seen a lot of work with a lot of the pitchers here. He is the backup catcher, and he's a guy you may use two or maybe even 3 days in a row if Russ needs a rest. How has that worked out? Because he came here with the reputation of being, well, at least if you look at the analytics, not maybe the greatest pitch framer on the planet, but how has that worked out?
It's always tough for a new catcher to come in, and he's gotten a lot of opportunities to catch these guys from side work to live BPs, and we're trying to get him in as many games as possible to catch as many pitchers so he gets comfortable. It's hard. I mean, it took Russ a little bit of time to get to know these guys. So
many of your guys, I mean, their balls move over the place.
They do move a lot. They do. Sanchez, Liriano. One of the easier guys to probably catch would be an Estrada because you got a straight heater and a changeup. But any type of movement's always difficult. And, Salty's done a great job. He's worked his tail off. He's been with Russ every day. We have pitcher-catcher meetings every morning at 7:30, and he's in there. He's engaged. We discuss all the pitchers, how they pitch. So if you happen to not be catching a particular day, there'll be an entire rundown of the game itself, and he gets an idea of it, gets some good feedback from the other catchers. So it seems to be working. He's been a great addition to this point. He's certainly... is engaged, like I said, and seems to come to the park ready to go every day with a lot of energy. So it's been a pleasant surprise, to be honest with you.
Pete, we're going to let you scoot. I know you got some work to do. Really appreciate you joining us. And like I said, it's going to be an interesting year this year. It's all going to start with starting pitching. Not to put pressure on you, but you know that.
Oh, I know that.